Hello, Mixed Nutcases, and welcome to another episode of the Dog Days of Podcasting. And this is another Nutty Bites episode of Dinner in a Movie. And today I'm going to be giving you a spoiler-free review of the Netflix series Daredevil. I'm going to do season 1 and 2. But I think I'm just going to respond a little bit to a couple of things that are going on in the Dog Days feed, but also I kind of have a little bit of an announcement to make. This morning I got an email telling me that I am a Parsec Award finalist, which is pretty exciting. I've been nominated several times for a Parsec and never got close to, I don't think, close to finalist. There were years that, you know, I said, if this doesn't make me a finalist, I don't know what will. I've decidedly not pushed or asked or mentioned even the Parsecs on my podcast because I didn't want people to nominate me. And that actually was working pretty well. I would go and nominate other people, but you know, my podcast, it's not exactly speculative fiction because it's geek-centric. So it's about loving speculative fiction. But since I don't actually create it, it just doesn't quite feel like it fits that award. But this year I was nominated and I threw together a clip. It was actually pretty easy. I just decided, okay, I'm gonna take a clip from my Win a Minute in Fiction, and I'm just gonna take 10 minutes of that, and I'm gonna send that out, and I didn't really have to do anything except, choose 10 minutes out of the episode to send off, and I became a finalist, and this is the first time I've ever gotten that far. I don't expect that I will win, but, you know, I'll record an acceptance speech. I won't be able to beat it. Go to Dragon Con this year. I've never been. I would like to go. The plan is to go at some point. At some point. The plan is to go to Dragon Con 1 year at least. But I have not figured it out just yet. I'm using a different set of headphones this time, and I just realized there's 2 bits of plastic on the headphone, so I don't know which one's the mic. Is that the mic? No, that's the mic. Okay, good. Making sure I'm talking into the right microphone. I'm so sorry for the inside baseball there. But yeah, so I'm excited about being a Parsec finalist. It feels really good. It feels neat just to be nominated. The fact that my listeners think I am good enough and that And I'll record a little acceptance speech. I'm not going to win. It's not even possible. But if something does happen, I do think I will have a representative there. There is one supporter that is, he's a patron. He does my QA. He's pretty awesome. His name is Jax. And I think that would be neat for him to be able to accept the award on my behalf. That would be cool. If the impossible happens, and for some reason the judges are deaf and don't realize that they're giving the award to the wrong person. So the other thing that's been going on is a lot of people are talking about their first computers in the Dog Days feed. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about my first computers. So when I was young, I come from a large family. And my parents were very anti anything games, you know, like video games. We grew up, we weren't allowed to watch TV during the day. There was like 2 hours in the evening during the week, nothing on weekends, and no TV in the summer. They were very anti video games, things of that nature. Our first Nintendo was a present from our aunt, so my parents were forced to accept it because you couldn't give back a present. And I know they weren't happy about that. But we kids, we got together. There's quite a few of us. And we gathered enough money to buy a computer. And we got a Commodore 128, the fancy schmancy one, you know, better than the 64. And I believe it was, yeah, it was a color monitor, which was very nice. And if my mom found games, she would destroy them. So we would have to take our games and we would hide them in like the encyclopedia or the OED or one of the big books that was rarely used on the bookshelf, or not frequently used, but one that we could go into and take it out and put it back without mom noticing. And I believe that my favorite games there were the Bruce Lee game. That was awesome. And then there was this other game. It was really difficult. I can't even tell you the name of it. But at the time, I thought the graphics were insane. It was still 8-bit. On that computer, my brother, he was in the Merchant Marine Academy, Kings Point, and he was, for a school project, he wrote a computer program, and it was to teach me multiplication and division. And if I got the question right, these pixels would make like a little fireworks thing, right? And it was really neat. And it worked really well, and I learned my multiplication and my division. The only problem was I ended up solving longer division problems in my head, so that when it came time to do long division on paper at school, they said that I didn't know how to do it because I didn't show my work. And so that was the only problem with it. I could get the answers, but I couldn't show them how I got the answers, because I learned it using a computer program, and so I could divide everything in my head, and that is not good enough. I'm still a little bit bitter about that, because I could get the answers, but I couldn't prove I could get the answers. It's so silly. So we had that for a while, and then at one point, my mom got an old K-Pro that was given to her by a friend, and she could do a lot of word processing on that. And then when I went to university, my now brother-in-law helped us build a computer. He built us a computer, and it ran Windows 3.2. And I was the one that installed Windows 95. It was a very big deal. And I added the CD drive when it came out. Oh, it was such a big deal. Those were the very first computers. My sister had an all-in-one Mac Classic, or Color Classic, I think it was. And that was really cool. So the K-Pro and the all-in-one Mac Classic, they were portable. I mean, the Mac even had a handle on it. The K-Pro, it was like this big giant suitcase, and then the top came off, and the top was the keyboard. And then into the suitcase part, it was this tiny little pea-soup monitor, and the spots for the floppy disks. And yeah, these were the floppy disks that actually flopped. So those were portable. So my idea of a portable computer has always been a bit larger than what most people think. You know, most people think portable computers when they think of laptops and so forth. But those were the very first computers that I worked on. When I was in high school, I thought computers hated me, and I had such a hard time with it. But when I went into university, I discovered the internet and chat rooms, and I very quickly learned that I better learn how to type, because I can't keep up with these people. And I went from going into university for commercial art, fine art, with the idea of getting a job in commercial art, I went from everything being done in the industry by hand to everything in the industry was done by computers by the time I graduated 4 years later. So I'm very fortunate in the fact that I picked up computers and I really got into it. And then I started taking the very first graphic art programs that my university was giving at the time. And I was ready and prepared when I graduated. Many of my classmates had not, and they couldn't get any jobs. And while I'm not, I will say, being a graphic artist, you're still kind of a starving artist. I am less starving than others, and I have not had to give up on art thanks to that. And that is very important. So I've spent 10 minutes rambling about the other stuff. So let's get to Daredevil. So many of you may remember the Ben Affleck Daredevil movie, or the old 80s, the Hulk versus Daredevil, Daredevil versus the Hulk, or something like that. We're not talking about that. We're going to talk about the Netflix series, which I think does it really, really well. There's a couple of times when they kind of mess up with the blindness bit, but there's a lot of things that they get right. There have been fight scenes, many fight scenes, that Daredevil is making sure to touch the person before he punches the person. And you can see that he is blind throughout the entire thing, and that is fantastic. This also is the only adaptation that I've seen so far that has gotten Foggy right in my mind. And Foggy Nelson is crucial to Daredevil, because without Foggy Nelson, he has no tie to the real world. That's his best friend. That's the guy that keeps him grounded. And I think Eldon Henson, it does a fantastic job as Foggy. And I know that some people can't stand him. There seems to be this thing that either you love Foggy or you hate Foggy in this TV show. I happen to love him. I don't understand the hate, but I am all in. I love the different actors that they've been casting throughout the entire two seasons. The first season, he's dealing with Kingpin, and that's played by Vincent D'Onofrio, who does a phenomenal performance. I mean, he is a fantastic actor, but this just blew me away. Charlie Cox is playing Matt Murdock in Daredevil. I can't remember her name. I forget her name, but she's from True Blood, and she plays Karen Page, and she's fantastic. Every single one of the actors that they've gotten have all been really good, and I've never felt disappointed by the actors, which is so good. And there's so many characters that I'm just very interested in seeing. And it was a really great series. I think I know that I like Jessica Jones better, but I'm still going to give this series like a 9.5 out of 10. You know, I don't normally rate during these reviews, but they are so good. And if you're into superheroes, give it a watch. Even if you're not into Daredevil, give it a watch. Plus, Netflix is going to do Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and Iron Fist. And then they're going to do the Defenders series. So you're going to want to get in on that, and you're going to want to see all of the different superheroes before the Defenders come out. And that will be very interesting. So I'm going to pair this with some guacamole. Yes, because they are avocados at law. So, and if you've seen the show, you get that. So I'll give you my quick recipe. It's very easy. So you take your avocados, Hasa or Florida, either one works, and you cut them open, you scoop out the insides, you put that in a bowl. Then you sprinkle that with some lime juice, either from fresh limes or from your lime juice canister that you keep in your fridge. Of course, why wouldn't you have one of those? And then it's a bit of salt, a bit of pepper. I like to put some smashed and then minced garlic, and a little bit of onion, and I think I said salt and pepper already. And then you take a potato masher, okay? You know, the thing you use for mashing potatoes that it looks like a waffle cage and you just smoosh down. You use that to smoosh it all up. And there you go. That's your guacamole. That's all you have to do. And you just serve that with some chips or vegetables or whatever you want. You really don't have to add anything to guacamole. There's nothing fancy about it. I was making it at my mom's the other day, and I've taught everybody my recipe, and everybody loves my guacamole. And I'm making it, and she goes, "I'll get you the mayonnaise." I'm like, what? There's no mayonnaise in guacamole. So apparently my mother puts mayonnaise in it. That's wrong. She should know better. I've taught her better. I love her to death, but guacamole is not her thing. There's so many other things that she's fantastic at. But yeah. Don't put mayonnaise in your guacamole. That does not belong. That's far too white. So yeah, guacamole, because they are avocados at law. So I hope you enjoy that, and I will talk to you tomorrow for another Dog Days of Podcasting episode.
Nutty Bites is produced at Nimlas Studios. You can find us on the web at nimlasstudios.org. This work is created under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported International License. What that means is you can share it, you can send it to your friends, you just can't make any money off of it, you can't change it, and you have to link back to me, my site, and everything. You can comment and send feedback by going to nimlas.org/nuttybites. You can go to facebook.com/group/nuttybites. You can call the comment line by going to 347-NUTTY42, or you can find me on Twitter, you can search on Google+, you can search the web, you can find me everywhere.